President Barack Obama and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin agree on the need to contain ISIS, but there's fundamental disagreement over the means to achieve that end. Pennsylvania U.S. Democratic Senator Bob Casey this week sent a letter to Secretary of State John Kerry calling for action to deal with refugees and reach a political solution to the civil war. Senator Casey, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Dave, good to be with you. Thank you.
Let's note you are a National Security Working Group member and formerly chaired a Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee, and I understand you've been closely following Syria since the civil war began some 4 years ago.
Yes, and at the time, back in 2011, it wasn't a subject that was attracting a lot of attention. I called for Assad to go that summer, and that later became U.S. policy. But we obviously have an awful lot of work to do when you consider the scale of the loss of life, a quarter of a million, and that might be a conservative number. Some people think it's higher than 250,000 people killed, most of them by the regime itself. And I think it's in the national security interests of the United States as well as the security interests of the region to have him go. How we get there, of course, is very complicated, but I think there are a number of steps we can take to ensure that there's a transition in Syria.
Above and beyond the fatalities, roughly half of the citizens have been displaced, 7.5 Syrians internally, and now more than 4 million have fled to seek refuge in other countries. Of course, Vladimir Putin responds by saying the U.S. doesn't have a great record toppling authoritarian governments, be it Saddam Hussein in Iraq or Gaddafi in Libya. He says anarchy ensues. So that's his pretext, I presume, for propping up the al-Assad regime.
Well, I think Mr. Putin needs to examine his own conduct here. He's allowed Bashar al-Assad to go on killing with impunity. Mr. Putin's done next to nothing in taking actions to reduce the violence. I think Mr. Putin and his government have a lot of explaining to do. They've been backing and funding Assad for many years now. I would hope that he would, going forward, be a much more constructive force when it comes to this issue. Dave, you mentioned the refugee crisis. It's on a scale that I'm not sure that most Americans have thought a lot about yet or have a sense of. When you consider that half the population has been displaced, so in a country of roughly 22 million people, more than 11 million have been displaced, probably two-thirds of them, more than 7 million, internally displaced, meaning within Syria, but they're outside of their homes. And then, of course, the balance of that, some more than 4 million, leaving the country. We can't even imagine the scale of this, the horror.
And as recently as today, the New York Times op-ed piece by contributor Anne Speckhart, author of Talking to Terrorists and Bride of ISIS, it's entitled How Dragging Our Feet on Refugees Creates More Terrorists. And she cites the Obama administration's directive to take in some 10,000 Syrian refugees this year. That's a very, very small percentage of the total.
It is. It's too low a number, and I'm glad that Secretary Kerry has announced plans to take 70,000 or more and ultimately getting it up, the number up to 100,000. The problem and the challenge here is not necessarily the question of willingness to take in refugees, but it's the vetting and the review and the scrutiny that entails. But we have to do more, there's no question. Our taxpayers, by the way, we should mention, have already contributed mightily to the humanitarian effort. So our numbers may be low in refugees, but $4.5 billion of U.S. taxpayer money supporting the Syrian people and the humanitarian parts of this challenge. But we can do more, and I think we will do more.
Who's left inside Syria that could be an honest broker to effect change?
It's difficult to find because you often have groups that might agree with our position as it relates to Assad, but who are contrary to our interests. Groups like Al-Qaeda, for example. That's why it gets complicated. But I don't think the complexity of it can absolve us from doing anything. The idea that we can just wash our hands of it doesn't make much sense for us in the long term. We have to be part of a constructive effort to push folks to the negotiation table and have a robust effort there at the same time as we're leading the effort on humanitarian support, doing more on refugees, and also doing everything possible to make sure that the United Nations Security Council is enforcing a series of resolutions that must be the another pressure point for Syria to do what the United Nations Security Council insists that it does. The enforcement of those resolutions are another critical component and part of what I outlined when I sent my letter to Secretary of State Kerry.
It's so difficult within the United States. There's such divisiveness and partisanship. How do you achieve accord within Congress? And comment, if you will, on the departure of Boehner and what that might portend.
Well, here's what I believe, if you're a member of the United States Congress, Democrat, Republican, House, Senate, you've got an obligation to be part of the solution, meaning you can't just point fingers of blame. You have to be part of the solution. I hope Republicans, who seem to have supported nothing, not a single thing that the president has done internationally, would work with the administration, work with Democrats in the House and the Senate to come up with a Syria policy which makes sense. And so far, very few Republicans, if any, have offered a constructive voice. And I know that sounds like a partisan statement, but I think if you check the record, it's pretty evident. There's a lot of finger-pointing, a lot of condemnation of the president, but very little in the way of constructive policy. But if you're not willing to roll up your sleeves and put on the table sound military proposals as well as a series of humanitarian and diplomatic and political proposals so that we can have one American policy working with our allies to get the job done in Syria, it will be of enormous benefit not only to the security of the region, but it will help enormously to our fight against ISIS if we can if not solve right away, get on the pathway to solving the crisis in Syria. We can't wait another 2 years for another 250,000 people to be slaughtered and to have a humanitarian crisis, which is right now of epic proportions, get even worse at a time when countries are at the breaking point who have already done their share when it comes to refugees. So we need a bipartisan approach here. And you asked about Speaker Boehner. I want to be more optimistic, but I worry that his departure, if anything, will embolden the most extreme forces in the House and Senate Republican caucuses to keep going in an extreme direction instead of a more constructive direction as it relates to foreign policy, as we just talked about, or whether it relates to appropriations and finally getting rid of the across-the-board cuts that have so damaged our national security as well as our economic security.
Well, then lastly, Senator Casey, can Syria be made whole again, or is the best prospect for peace dividing it into Sunni, Shiite, and Kurdish regions?
I don't know. I don't know that I'm certain about the answer. The only way we're going to be certain about that is to engage in a very serious negotiation, which is fortified by a strong military strategy as it relates to Syria, along with the humanitarian, political, and diplomatic efforts. I think it's a difficult determination to make unless and until we're further into negotiations and see who will be constructive partners in this and who will not be. The Syrian people have legitimate aspirations, and we, no matter what countries involved, the U.S., Russia, Iran, the Turks, any of the nations involved in trying to come to a solution there, have to respect and work in accordance with the legitimate aspirations of the Syrian people.
Has Secretary of State Kerry indicated whether he has had the opportunity to take your call into advisement?
I talked to him a couple of weeks ago about this topic, We had a good conversation, but then I put pen to paper, and I need to try to catch up with him soon to get his reactions.
Senator Casey, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
Pennsylvania U.S. Democratic Senator Bob Casey, who this week sent a letter to Secretary of State John Kerry calling for action to deal with refugees and try to reach a political solution to the civil war in Syria.